Yesterday, I mentioned that at the conclusion of our last binge watching thing with the Fargo, I did not have a suggestion ready when Taryn said, "What should we watch next?" And then, since I had nothing, she threw out this show Bridgerton. That I said, "Okay, I'll give it a shot." And it's not something I'm enjoying so much. Thankfully, it's only one season and 8 episodes. I did have to, with the national championship game being a blowout last night. She says, "You want to get through another episode?" All right, fine. So we watched another one. This is this period piece from back like in the 1820s or 30s or something, and it's all about balls and debutantes and dukes and lords and what have you. And so I thought, you know. I told her about the rule that we came up with talking yesterday, John, that if one of us brings a viewing suggestion to the table and we watch it and it fails, you do not get to pick the next one.
No. These are – I think we need to have some solid binge viewing rules for your significant others. The couples should adhere to. Number one is certainly you're not supposed to cheat – and watch ahead.
Yeah.
When you both are into a series and you're
watching it together.
Yeah, don't at work get on your phone and you can't do that. Also, if you screw up, if you bring a bad show into the binge watching thing and you both, that's it, you do not get to pick the next. The other person then gets to pick the next.
By default, yes.
That's how it works.
That's the rule that we laid down last night, and that I get to pick the next one. I will suffer through the last 4 episodes of this Bridgerton thing, and then I get to pick the next one because this is definitely a throwing in the challenge flag on this one.
And also, do not pretend that you're into the series if you're really not into it. Don't just to placate that other person, because what's going to happen is if you lie. Now, this is Bridgerton.
Yes.
How many seasons of this thing?
It's only got one right now.
Okay.
But they're already talking about a second.
So if you lied and you said you liked it, well, then you'd be on the hook for the second season when it comes out. And then you would also be on the hook for other Bridgerton-like series. She would think, "Oh, Brad liked that Bridgerton, so I'm gonna get Bridgertown, or I'm gonna get Bridgerville.
Show about marrying off your daughters into royalty and wealth. And
you're gonna get roped into that. So you got to be honest right away. Plus, if you lie about it, and then if you say early on that you like it, and then all of a sudden halfway through you come clean and you say, "You know what? I really wasn't into this thing." Then you're going to be in trouble from a relation for lying in a relationship standpoint. So you got to be honest right away.
And if you are, that gives you the ability to opt out, and she can watch the second season by herself when she's got time or whatever. But in our limited amount of time together in front of a television because of the kid, we really have to narrow down and agree on what we're going to watch, because we may only get 1 hour of television, together where we can actually focus and watch something together.
I think any good relationship, there's group binging, and then there is allowed to be solo binging.
And she can solo binge.
I'll let
her go on this next one.
I don't think you should feel inadequate in any way if your partner is solo binging.
No problem with that.
You should allow that to happen, and you should be allowed to solo binge yourself, and you shouldn't do it in shame.
No.
You should be allowed to do it right there, solo binge.
Tell her all about it.
In front of your
Tell her all about it.
That's right.
How it made you feel.
That's right, yeah.
When you're planning on doing it again.
Now,
how many times you did it that day?
Now, I think you cross a line if you binge with another woman, if you bring a friend in
You can't do that. No.
Crossing a line.
Yeah.
All right, so these are just some of the binge viewing rules that we have put together. If you want to contribute to this list, you can email
us. A rule you have in your house for binge watching with your significant other?
Brad and John at KISM.com.